Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Healing the Anxious Woman by Maya Wolf is a contemporary self-help and mindfulness guide written for women who experience recurring anxiety, overthinking, and worry. Presented as part of the Lighter Healing line, the book focuses on practical emotional regulation rather than clinical theory or diagnosis. Its purpose is to help readers recognize anxious thought patterns, reduce self-sabotaging habits, and build daily practices that support calm, self-trust, and steadier living. The available descriptions and reader responses point to a structured, accessible approach built around mindfulness, self-care, healthy routines, boundaries, gratitude, and letting go. Wolf positions anxiety not as an isolated personal failure, but as a common experience among women who may feel misunderstood, overlooked, or trapped by persistent fear. The book is best understood as a supportive workbook-style resource, compassionate in tone, action-oriented in method, and aimed at helping readers create repeatable habits for long-term emotional healing. It speaks especially to readers seeking non-technical guidance they can apply immediately. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, anxiety is framed as a shared pattern rather than a private defect. A defining feature of Healing the Anxious Woman is its effort to reduce the isolation that often accompanies anxiety. The book repeatedly presents anxious thoughts, overthinking, and worry as experiences many women face, rather than as signs of weakness or personal failure. This framing matters because shame can intensify anxiety by encouraging secrecy, avoidance, and self-blame. By normalizing the emotional struggle, Wolf creates a foundation for readers to examine their patterns with less defensiveness. The emphasis is not simply on feeling comforted, but on becoming able to observe anxiety as a recognizable cycle. That cycle may include fearful anticipation, repetitive mental review, difficulty relaxing, and habits that unintentionally maintain distress. The book appears to use this recognition as the first stage of change. Readers are invited to identify how anxiety shows up before trying to suppress or escape it. This approach is practical because anxious behavior is easier to interrupt when it is understood as a pattern with triggers, thoughts, and responses. The woman-specific framing also responds to readers who feel that general anxiety resources overlook relational pressure, emotional labor, and fear of being misunderstood. Secondly, mindfulness is used to interrupt overthinking through repeatable daily habits. The book centers mindfulness as a practical method for loosening the grip of worry. Rather than treating mindfulness as an abstract philosophy, the descriptions of the book emphasize simple habits that can be implemented in daily life. This is important because anxiety often operates through automatic mental escalation. A concern becomes a prediction, the prediction becomes a threat, and the threat becomes a full bodily and emotional state. Mindful practice gives readers a way to notice that escalation earlier. The likely value of this method lies in repetition, not novelty. A reader who pauses, observes anxious thoughts, and returns attention to the present moment is practicing a different relationship to fear. The aim is not to deny problems or force positivity, but to create enough mental space to choose a response. Wolf also appears to connect mindfulness with a sense of grounding, which is especially relevant for readers who feel overwhelmed by modern uncertainty and constant stimulation. In this context, mindfulness functions as a stabilizing routine. It helps translate the broad goal of peace into small, repeatable actions that can be used when worry becomes persistent or intrusive. Thirdly, self-care and healthy living are treated as supports for emotional steadiness. Healing the Anxious Woman links anxiety relief with self-care and healthy living, which broadens the book beyond thought management alone. This matters because anxious states are not only cognitive. They are also influenced by exhaustion, overstimulation, poor boundaries around rest, and neglect of basic needs. The book appears to encourage readers to view care for the body and daily routine as part of mental healing rather than as optional extras. In practical terms, this approach can help readers ask concrete questions. What habits make anxiety easier to trigger, and what habits make calm more available? The strength of this framing is that it converts emotional healing into observable choices. A reader can experiment with routines, notice how certain behaviors affect worry, and gradually build a more supportive environment. The emphasis on healthy living also avoids presenting anxiety as something solved only in moments of crisis. Instead, calm is treated as the result of repeated maintenance. The book is not positioned as a medical manual, so its self-care approach should not be read as a substitute for professional treatment when anxiety is severe. Its value is in helping readers build a foundation that supports steadier functioning. Fourthly, boundary setting is presented as a way to reduce anxiety driven by overload. Boundary setting is one of the more distinctive practical themes associated with the book. Anxiety can intensify when people repeatedly accept demands that exceed their capacity, ignore discomfort to preserve approval, or remain available to every request and expectation. For many women, emotional responsibility for others can become entangled with fear of conflict, guilt, or being misunderstood. By including boundaries, Wolf addresses anxiety not only as an internal thought pattern, but also as something shaped by relationships and daily obligations. This expands the method from calming the mind to changing the conditions that keep the mind overstimulated. A boundary can function as a protective structure. It clarifies what a person can offer, what she cannot sustain, and when she needs rest or distance. The practical reasoning is straightforward. If anxiety is repeatedly fueled by overcommitment, lack of privacy, or constant emotional availability, then mindfulness alone may provide only temporary relief. Boundaries create external support for internal calm. The book appears to present this theme in an accessible, self-help manner, helping readers identify patterns of self-sacrifice or anxious accommodation and replace them with more deliberate choices. Lastly, gratitude and letting go redirect attention away from persistent worry loops. The book includes gratitude and letting go among its practices. And these themes serve a different function for mindfulness or boundaries. Gratitude helps train attention toward what is present, supportive, or meaningful, while letting go addresses the tendency to keep mentally rehearsing what cannot be controlled. In anxiety, attention often becomes narrowed around possible danger, unfinished problems, or imagined negative outcomes. Gratitude does not erase these concerns, but it can widen the mental field so that fear is not the only available focus. Letting go is similarly practical when understood as a repeated discipline rather than a one-time emotional release. It asks readers to distinguish between constructive action and repetitive rumination. If a worry leads to a useful step, action may be appropriate. If it leads only to circular distress, release becomes the healthier response. The book seems to use these practices to support a gradual shift from anxious attachment to calmer perspective. Their significance lies in how they complement the other tools. Mindfulness notices the worry, self-care stabilizes the reader, boundaries reduce overload, and gratitude with letting go helps loosen the emotional hold of fear and overcontrol. In conclusion, Healing the Anxious Woman is best suited for women who want an accessible, practical guide to anxiety relief without entering a heavily clinical or academic framework. Readers who struggle with overthinking, recurring worry, emotional exhaustion, or a sense of being alone in anxiety are the most likely audience. Its practical benefit lies in organizing familiar but useful tools, including mindfulness, self-care, healthy routines, boundary setting, gratitude, and letting go, into a woman-centered path for emotional steadiness. Intellectually, the book encourages readers to see anxiety as a pattern that can be observed and interrupted rather than as a fixed identity. Compared with many general anxiety books, it stands out through its specific attention to women who feel overlooked, misunderstood, or burdened by the pressures of modern life. It does not appear to rely on dense theory, and that simplicity is part of its appeal. The book is designed for immediate use, not specialized study. Its limitation is also clear. It should not replace professional mental health care for severe or persistent anxiety. Still, within the self-help and mindfulness category, it differentiates itself by combining emotional validation with structured, habit-based practices. It offers readers a grounded starting point for building calm through repeated, manageable changes. If you would like to support Maya Wolf, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.